The following program has been pre-recorded to air at this time.
To have your nonprofit featured, email psa@lotusradio.com. And now it's time for Lotus Radio's public service show, In Depth.
It is the season of giving, and I am thrilled to have our guest on with us this morning because since 2006, the Reno Rodeo Foundation has provided comfort to over 175,000 infants, children, and teens with essential clothing, the rolling backpacks, new reading room books, hygiene items, and even teddy bears through the Reno Rodeo Foundation Denim Drive. And we are thrilled to have their executive director with us this morning, Clara Andriola. Good morning, Clara.
Happy holidays.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
So, Clara, let us talk about the history of the Denim Drive. We just heard that you've been doing this since 2006, but let's talk about the inception of the Rodeo Foundation. The Reno Rodeo Foundation is really another entity of the rodeo itself, and this is your charitable organization, and the Denim Drive is just one of the many things that you do for families in our community.
Well, the Denim Drive certainly has a long history. As you said, it started in 2006. The intent of the Denim Drive was to actually provide an opportunity for foster children to have new clothing. When it started, we have clothing, but it's evolved. It's really evolved. It's evolved from collecting clothing so that a child can have clothes, they literally have nothing when they're removed from their home, to now giving social workers the power to make a decision for the child or children that they are responsible for when they are removed from their home. So they can purchase exactly what's needed for the children, including hygiene items, basic things like a toothbrush, a hairbrush, deodorant, shampoo, things that, really are just essential, critical items, if you think about it. So the new clothing is very, very important. That has been a signature, but now expanding this to really target, to provide the child exactly what they need at the time they need it the most, when they're at their most vulnerable. So we're really, really proud of how it's really evolved, and the community support has been amazing.
Immediate essentials. Many times these children are not being picked out of their house between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. A lot of times this is happening in the middle of the night. It's under intense circumstances. And this is really the immediate comfort that this child is going to have in a traumatic situation. And one of the stories that you had shared with me years ago, Clara, was the story behind the rolling backpacks. And that was that many times kids would be given a garbage bag of, like, here's some clothes for you to have. And I just can't imagine what that feeling would be as a child to be handed a garbage bag.
Yeah, it sends a message that you're worth, essentially. These are children, and they're not necessarily, in a place where they can, you know, step back and say, this is in the best interest of me. They are in a world that's what they know. That is their normal. So for us looking in, we can have a different, way of looking at it. But for them, that is their family. That is who they love. And they are being taken from that environment. So it is traumatic, as you mentioned. And so to have the comfort of new clothing, because the social workers are taking the children now to shop for what they actually need, a sense of empowerment has occurred that has exceeded all of our expectations. You know, I always say to people, how does it make you feel when you get new clothes? Even all of us, we have new clothes no matter what that might be. But to never actually have new clothes, to never even shop, there's been some trepidation that the children aren't sure that they're supposed to be doing this. And the social workers and the case managers have shared how it's really brought them such joy and pride, and it really does send a message that someone cares about them, that they're really able to pick out their own hairbrush, their own toothbrush. Even having the ability to get a brand name shampoo, which is just not really an expensive shampoo, but because it has a label on it, really gave them this sense of, wow, this is so special. So it really is about one small gift, one big impact. When the folks in your listeners and the community donate, 100% of that goes to these children. And that is because of the Reno Rodeo Association, who created the Reno Rodeo Foundation in 1986. We'd never be able to do what we do in terms of being very, very blessed as a nonprofit to say 100% goes to those kids in 14 Northern Nevada counties.
Well, it really goes back to the testament of the Reno Rodeo, which is we rodeo for the kids. And it really is. I mean, even your purchase of a ticket to the Reno Rodeo, a portion of that proceed is going to go back to the Reno Rodeo Foundation so that you can continue to do this incredible work that is needed. And I know, Clara, we had talked, you know, during the pandemic, there were still children that were being removed from homes. It was a challenge, but the Reno Rodeo Foundation was still continuing to work with the social workers to make sure that these kids had the things that they needed. It wasn't like removing kids from the home was going to stop during that time. Over the years of doing this, you briefly mentioned this, there have been some changes and you have evolved. Number one, now that you collect new toys, new clothing, new backpacks, the evolution of this, it has grown quite a bit. What does that mean to the Reno Rodeo Foundation?
It's just the deepest amount of gratitude that I could ever share in words to know that you're making such a difference to these kids. You know, we can't be on the front lines of every certain or every circumstance, but all of the feedback has been just so heartwarming. It's really simple in the sense of being able to provide a child with new clothing and new hygiene items that they can call their own. But it has gone far beyond that. It means so much to everyone, even at the rodeo themselves. Volunteers many times actually say that they're here because they know they're supporting the kids. And it's a very, very comforting for the community of the rodeo family to know we're really, truly making a difference in a child's life. That is very rewarding.
How do people get involved? I know there's several ways, and I thought it was great. I was looking at one of your links on your website. You even make it easy for people to shop. If you like to go to Amazon and you want to shop on Amazon and purchase the products there, you can do that as well. But you really have found unique and creative ways to connect with the community so that they can make it easily to the Reno Rodeo Foundation and donate to the Denim Drive.
Right. I mean, ideally, having the funds to be able to replenish those purchase cards for the social worker is, you know, the ultimate. But we do appreciate everything that folks do, whether it's donating at over 100 locations throughout the Northern Nevada community. If people want to purchase, they can. They can also text Denim Drive to 44321. They can go to renorodeofoundation.org and donate there. And we also have at these 100 locations, donate a dollar for denim pockets, and there's a QR code, and it takes you right to the location to donate. So we really try and make it as seamless as possible. And then we have a really, really great opportunity coming up.
I know. I was going to say, it's not just about you giving to support the Reno Rodeo Foundation. The Reno Rodeo Foundation is giving back to you as well. This is probably one of the most incredible raffle prizes I have ever seen the Reno Rodeo Foundation give away. And if you're a fan of the rodeo, you are not going to want to miss this.
Well, the rodeo has been selling out for many, many years. And to be able to put the raffle together, we couldn't thank the Reno Rodeo Association enough. But for $25, it's $25 a ticket, or five tickets for $100. There's no limit to the number of tickets you can purchase. But whoever wins, the drawing is going to be on December 30th. Whoever wins can will enjoy 10 of their friends, new friends, 10 people to go to the branding room on Saturday, June 17th. To go to the branding room, which is now sold out, so to have an opportunity for 10 people to go enjoy great food, drinks, amazing entertainment, and the wildest, richest rodeo in the West for 10 people alone, but there's more. There's also 10 tickets to the kickoff concert on Wednesday, June 14th. And so that in itself is a raffle. Both of those prizes are for 10 people to enjoy the rodeo and the kickoff concert. There'll be one winner. It closes on December 29th. The drawing is on December 30th. And the winner will also receive a 2023 Reno Rodeo belt buckle donated by President Greg Lightning Williams.
Very awesome. This is such an incredible opportunity. I mean, like you said, last year the rodeo sold out so quickly. And if you are a fan of the rodeo, there's no better way to see it. I mean, this is like an exclusive limited edition party. You really get to feel like you're up close and personal. This is kind of like, I would say, you are the cowboy. You get to be part of the rodeo yourself by being a part of this. But what an incredible prize for a ticket price of $25. And of course, Clara, you can just go online to renorodeofoundation.org to find out more information, purchase a raffle ticket. This is, again, we talk about you continuing to grow. This is a testament to that. The fact that this community has given so much over the years to the Reno Rodeo Foundation and supported your efforts. They truly do believe in the good that is happening through the Reno Rodeo Foundation. And I know that you can agree with me on this. You know, we've seen our community grow, which means, unfortunately, in this particular situation, the needs of kids grow. And you're not going anywhere. You're going to continue to meet those needs.
Yes. It's sad. As you mentioned, the need continues to grow. And because we cover 14 Northern Nevada counties, that's thousands of children in need. And there's no prediction of when a child comes in for services. But the fact that we collectively are being able to make a difference and meet the immediate essential needs of that child is also, I think, so, as I mentioned, rewarding. Another thing that we've done in expanding the program is when a foster youth is getting ready to interview for a job, those funds can also be used to purchase interview clothing.
Oh, that's
great. So it really puts an opportunity from beginning to end, if you will, so that they can, again, feel that there's a sense of self-worth and empowerment as they're moving into their next chapter in their life. So it's very, very rewarding. And the teddy bears, when a child is adopted, the teddy bears are given as well. The law enforcement have teddy bears in the back of their vehicles and blankets that are donated to us that are just beautiful, hand-quilted, individually wrapped, sometimes with a little toy and a beautiful message. So we're all about really, truly sending a message that someone cares, and we can't do it without everyone's support. And 100%, as I've mentioned, goes directly to the program and helps these kids. It's just a great opportunity. It's a time of giving. What better way to actually say, you know, happy holidays to children that may not have a very, very bright future, but once they do get settled, and that's what the social workers have shared, those clothes have really helped them feel that step of actually having some sense of normalcy, ironically. Clothes and hygiene items, because it gives them a sense of they're moving to a stable place, wherever that might be. So we're grateful for everyone.
And I would say, too, just in my experience with meeting with some of these social workers, the day that the kids get to come in, too, after the denim drive, and they're able to come in and pick up those clothes, and they're with their social workers, it's a magical day. And you talked about your volunteers. I mean, I've seen volunteers that have, you know, this is my day. Like, they so look forward to doing this because they just know they're going to be making a child's life brighter. And the social worker has said a lot of these kids walk away thinking, wow, we have a community behind us that is supporting us and believes in us and loves us. And I think there's really something to be said about that as well.
Yeah, it just sends this really mass amount of positive energy of giving. The denim drive always starts the second November or the second Monday in November and goes to the end of December. But we are providing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So even though we have the drive and the campaign during this time, the giving never stops. And we are just so, you know, jazzed about the raffle, because it'll, again, whoever the winner is, what a great opportunity to actually enjoy Absolutely. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so great. And it's on a Saturday too. So it's Saturday, June 17th. And the concert, who doesn't love the kickoff concert to the rodeo on the 14th of June. So yeah, go to RenoRodeoFoundation.org for your chance to be entered into a drawing that is really, really a grand prize.
Absolutely. When you say grand prize, this is 100% that. And of course, you can also go to the website, find out the varying locations. You literally can go anywhere across town and find an area to donate, or if it's easy for you to make a cash donation, you can do that online as well. And also, I mentioned if you're doing some holiday shopping on Amazon, there's a little link on there to purchase for the Reno Rodeo Foundation as well. Clara Andriola is the executive director for the Reno Rodeo Foundation. It is the Denim Drive. This has been going on in our community since 2006. It is a staple. It is all about the holidays. It's all about giving. And truly, if you want to have that feeling of good lighting you throughout this season, this is a tremendous way to do this and to support these kids who really, at this point in their life, at this moment, they need this more than anything, and you can be a part of making that happen.
Oh, thanks to the community. Thanks to everyone for making truly a big difference in the lives of thousands of children.
Please visit the Reno Rodeo Foundation.org website to learn more and support the Denim Drive.
You are listening to In Depth on Lotus Radio, and your nonprofit could be featured on the show. Email psa@lotusradio.com. And now back to In Depth.
Throughout this month of December, it is our hope that you find a nonprofit that you want to give to, that you want to be a part of. That's what this In-Depth show is all about. And Coley Glenn is the VP of Marketing and Resources for the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows. And she's here with us this morning to talk about the Boys and Girls Club, the holidays, and how everyone in our community can help the Boys and Girls Club succeed. Coley, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Connie. Glad to be here.
So let's start off with a brief history on the Boys and Girls Club. I feel like the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows, I've been here 26 years and they have been too.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit organization that I think is super well known, the name, but thank you for the opportunity to maybe dive in a little bit deeper and explain exactly what we do. So from our perspective, every kid deserves a place to feel safe and connected, a place to become, and the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows is that place for over 12,000 youth in 35 locations across Reno, Sparks, Fernley, Ely, and Winnemucca. We're a place for kids to go before and after school and during the summer and to grow beyond the classroom. We help kids and teens achieve great futures by teaching them financial literacy and helping them plan for their future while having fun at the same time. We also act as a resource for families and the community, providing free meals and basic supplies to all. We proudly offer college scholarships, and no youth is ever turned away due to the inability to pay.
I think that's one of the biggest things that I know about the Boys and Girls Club is it really is a resource for a lot of parents. You know, you'll have a lot of low or middle income families that struggle with finding places for their kids to go, either before or after school, a safe place for them to be. Mm-hmm. And the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows has been a staple in our community for many, many years. And it is exactly what you said, that safe place, that place that they can grow, they can thrive. And I think a lot of that is your staff, the community that you have built within the walls of the Boys and Girls mm-hmm. Club. As you move into the holidays, obviously, our area has seen a lot of growth, a lot of challenges. What are some of the challenges that are facing many of the children that you're seeing at the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, I hate to even necessarily use this word, but I think inflation is kind of impacting everyone, and our families are no exception to that. And so when gas prices are up and costs for groceries are up, that means that the families are turning to us for even more, and we still have to buy all those things as well. So, when we want to offer the same care we've always offered, inflation or not. So that's one of the challenges right now. I think families are being hit pretty hard with financial stuff. And so we're happy to be that resource for the community and have that open door for them. And whether it's basic hygiene needs or it is meals, we're there for every single one of our families.
What are you looking for from the community?
Yeah, I think on a super basic level, we're always looking for socks, underwear, deodorant, cleaning supplies, stuff like that. We do a family holiday help program, and I think a lot of nonprofits can attest to this. You have the kids who will ask for, you know, a toy here and there, but oftentimes it's heartbreaking. You read the list of things they need, and it's a coat, shoes. For parents, they're not asking for clothes for themselves or anything fancy. They're like, we need cleaning supplies, or we need, a gift card for us to be able to buy food to grocery stores, stuff like that. So it's crazy to see those. It's I think everyone understands that that's what it is, but it's awesome that, the parents are not, you know, looking for anything other than just basic need support to be able to get their families everything they need and, you know, keep the heat on and on all of the things that are important this winter. So what people in the community can do, like I said, some basic hygiene supplies, but also on maybe a more fun note, if you're a company or something like that who's looking for a way for your company to get involved, we we hold Christmas parties for all of our 35 locations. So we're always looking for Christmas party sponsors. And that means your company can come in and feed a meal to the kids and play with them and do an art activity. Every kid will get a gift, and we also give them a warm sweatshirt at their Christmas party. So fun way to get your staff involved, or you can sponsor one without getting your staff involved. So that's something that's kind of fun and seasonal. And then obviously cash donations are always appreciated. Like I said, no kid is ever turned away due to an inability to pay. So that helps, you know, sponsor the, I guess for lack of a better word, the tuition for the kids to attend and the membership fees, and also allows us to provide the things like scholarships and STEM kits. We have incredible programming at the Boys and Girls Club. I think that's something else that maybe isn't widely known, that we have core areas, and the kids, when they get there after school, they do homework, but then they go through core programming that's healthy lifestyles. We talk about eating right and self-care, stuff like that. And then, like I said before, financial literacy and STEM programming, robotics, stuff like that. So
you're really giving the kids a leg up in the community, maybe a leg up that they may not be getting within their household, or they may not be able to afford some of these more extensive programs, after school programs. So you're kind of fitting that niche for those families.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we mean no kid should be denied the right to do these school programming just because their family may not be able to afford it. So that's something we're really proud to offer.
And your website, bgctm.org, it's a great resource. You can get online there. You can make donations. You can join the club. You can be a part of the mission, which is to enable all young people, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. And I will tell you, I've had an opportunity to talk with adults that are now very successful in our community who say, I came from the Boys and Girls Club. This is why I am where I am today. I don't know where I would be without the help of the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of our taglines from the National Boys and Girls Club of America is great futures start here. And that's our favorite thing, too, when someone in the community comes to us and tells us that, you know, a name that always tops. It's always the top of mind is Oscar Delgado, the
councilman.
Councilman, thank you. he's incredible. And he always sings our praises. And he's one of our, you know, proud alumni from the club. And so we love to see it and hear it. We have past scholarship recipients who are working in the news industry now. A lot of them are up at the University of Nevada, Reno. So we have some pretty successful alumni. Yeah, we're proud of it.
Talk to me a little bit about those scholarship programs. How does that work? How does a child or a student apply for a scholarship?
Yeah, so if it's a team member enrolled at any one of our locations, the team programming staff is tasked with the responsibility of essentially creating this folder for them, this future plan. So whether it's the military, the college, whether it's going into the trades, or perhaps straight into the workforce somehow. I mean, a lot of these kids, unfortunately, are providing for their families as well. But we help them develop a plan, and then we show them all the scholarship opportunities. We kind of really, really, really push them hard to apply for a scholarship if that's the career they want, you know, the path they want to take, excuse me. And so, just every team that's at our at one of our locations kind of has to go through it. We make sure they have a plan for when they graduate, and we want to keep them in school. And we're graduation is priority one, and then after that, it's what are you going to do? Got to have a plan.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And for parents who bring their kids there, you know, I have two daughters that when they were young and in school, you know, Boys and Girls Club is where we went for the summer. It was great for parents. As you move into 2023, I'm assuming you'll still have your great summer programs that will be available for kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Summer's a huge part of our enrollment, and we do field trips throughout the summer. And then we also have specialty camps, and that's where you can choose a week and focus on something cool. We have a cooking camp, an equestrian camp, and robotics, and kind of this girls rule camp to teach empowerment with young women, stuff like that. So in addition to our normal summer program, there's field trips and the specialty camps.
For individuals who are hearing this right now, when you think back and you look at the kids, I mean, 36 locations, that's a lot of kids mm-hmm. in our community. Outside of Washoe County, as you mentioned, you help a lot of kids throughout our community reach their goals. For someone that might be hearing about your resources for the first time, what would you like them to know as you grow into, you know, the next year and mm-hmm. over the next 10 years? What are some of those long-term goals?
You know, we always want to be available for as many areas as possible. I think that in the future, we're looking to get a little bit more in South Reno. We're not there presently, but like I said, we're moving into Panaca in a couple weeks. Did you know there was a Panaca, Nevada?
I had no idea.
A lot of us didn't here at the club, but we want people to know that, and we do have transportation too. So we have a huge fleet, and we really try to, if you're not in the area, we try to make partnerships with the schools. And so ask your school. You may not, you know, if your kid's at a school that you know the Boys and Girls Club maybe isn't on campus there after school, like we may bus from that school to our mothership location. So on 9th Street, and we have one on Pennington, Neal Road, and Lemon Valley, we have one out there. So I think just first and foremost, check with your advisors, check our website. We have all the locations listed there. And then don't hesitate to ask if you would, you know, qualify for financial aid. In many cases, folks will. So, you know, a lot of people are really prideful and, you know, can totally respect that. But we want to help. And, you know, if we can help get your kids in there and you can put that money towards something else, fantastic. Yeah, just ask around. We're there. We're in so many area codes that we want to help as many kids as possible.
Well, and I know, you know, I think people get this idea. They think about young kids, elementary, you know, maybe junior high, but your teen programs. I mean, obviously you have scholarship programs. Those are for the high school students that are moving on. But the teen programs are just that extended part of it. We don't want, I mean, how many times have you talked to parents and say, I got to keep my teens busy to keep them out of trouble? Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for you to keep that teenager engaged, active, so they won't have that tendency to maybe wander off and do some things and they might regret later on.
Totally. I mean, I think teens, is the hardest thing is to get them involved in stuff in most cases. So, I mean, they'd rather, in a lot of cases, be on the counter playing video games. But if they could just test it out for a day, if the parents could convince their kids, hey, give it a shot for a day or a week, we promise you'll fall in love with it. There's so much to do there. The socialization is great. The planning for the future is great. We have a lot of kids that are still in sports. It's not a replacement for it. Like, we have a lot of kids on football teams, and on the days they, you know, they'll come either before practice or when they get out of practice, because they've really developed like a family environment there and excellent mentorship from all of our staff.
Absolutely. And I would say too, health and wellness. I know you kind of briefly touched on that, but just the fact that every time I've gone into a Boys and Girls Club, you know, there's a basketball, there's kids outside playing, you know, being active is something I think that the Boys and Girls Club really pride themselves on. Not only that academic component that you offer, but health and wellness, being fit. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of schools right now that just don't have the PE classes or the wellness classes that are available. And this is really an opportunity to engage. And we know that the more you talk about health and wellness, you engage in that early on, the more likely you are to stay on that path as you grow up and become older. And this is beautiful because they are less likely to become a burden on society with health issues mm-hmm. later on. So I always thought, you know, being involved in sports and those types of activities, it really put me on that path to staying healthy throughout the rest of my life.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that teach them young, right? And like you said, like the impact, nobody thinks about the impact 10 years later.
What exactly.
That means, you know, for our community. So yeah, it's instilled super young. It's healthy. Healthy choices, not only in food and exercise, but mental health too. So that's something
yes. We've
kind of grown into a lot in the last couple of years, because probably, I mean, if you hadn't experienced trauma and then you went through COVID, there's probably not a kid out there who didn't experience some form of trauma through it, right? Whether it was having to stay home or someone they knew, you know, got ill from it, something like that. So that mental health piece is really big for us too. And we're trying to do a lot of partnerships to bring in some experts to help, like on the mental health level too. And I think that's, you know, some schools are lucky to have that and some aren't. And it's something that it's not going away, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a really cool movement that everyone's starting to focus more on the mental health of things. And so that's something we know is important, and we're taking the steps to bring it in. And some of our sites totally have it right now. We're working to bring it into all of them.
I think that's so wonderful. I think if we look at the positives that we walk out of COVID with, it is a real understanding what mental health is and how can we be better equipped in dealing with these things. And if we start at a young age, which the Boys and Girls Club has an opportunity to do that, working with these young kids and engaging with them about their mental health, I think that this is just a wonderful added bonus to your programs as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Again, Coley Glenn is the VP of Marketing and Resource Development for the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows. The holidays are here. We just wrapped up with Giving Tuesday. I would say the giving continues throughout this season and 365 days a year. You look at the commitment that the Boys and Girls Club has made to the Truckee Meadows, continuing to expand, continuing to offer various programs. And it's because of the kindness and the generosity that we have in our community. And I say this all the time on this show, we are here to inspire you and to introduce you to nonprofits that might make you say, gosh, I want to get involved with them. I want to support their efforts. Or maybe you hear about them for your own child, didn't realize that there were so many locations. Could your child come and enjoy the Boys and Girls Club of the Truckee Meadows? We just want you to find a nonprofit that works for you. So again, thank you so much for being here with us, Coley.
Thank you, Connie. And, you know, to be in the presence of all the other great nonprofits that you have on this show is humbling. And there's a lot of great ones out there. If you choose us, great. If not, if you choose another one, thank you for getting involved in the nonprofit community.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com and tune in next Sunday morning.